My sister and I have been thankful for every opportunity to share the gospel on major media, sing before world leaders, and experience audiences of thousands. But let me tell you, nothing compares to Christ. To be frank, the non-Christian people I've met in green rooms have been just as unhappy as those who don't know Jesus that are in other situations, for instance, homeless situations, things like that. What matters is not the outward conditions. What matters is whether they know Jesus. If they don't know Jesus, they're lost and empty and trying to stay on top. But regardless of outward conditions, those who know Jesus experience resilience and unshakable hope. Sure, discouragement comes, but it doesn't stay because Christ lifts us out of those pits of despair. And he helps us. He gives us tools to get better, to experience his hope, his unshakable hope. It's amazing. You see, God sees things perfectly and totally differently than what humans view through the lens produced by the world systems. People think fame, power, money, title, or office equate success. Yet God sees service, when done out of love for God and neighbor, to be greatness. Perhaps the Lord is calling you to himself today in a similar way. Perhaps he's reminding you to stop chasing after the things of this world and instead come to Christ. Perhaps he's calling you to himself today in a similar way that he called the disciples over to himself in Matthew 20, 25 through 28, which says, "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.'" Did you notice how our Lord Jesus noted the way that the rulers lorded over them? What a contrast to our loving leading by our Lord Jesus, our Good Shepherd. The world system taunts, takes, and torments those who conform to it. But our Lord heals, infuses hope, and helps us. It's real. When we pattern our lives in accordance with our Lord Jesus Christ, we experience deep joy, unshakable purpose, and profound peace. Everyone must repent. When we repent and receive Christ, we win here and hereafter. When we know him, we know we are God's children and co-heirs with Christ. Think of that. That infinitely and eternally exceeds anything this crazy, sin-infested world temporarily offers. Today, do you hear his still, small voice calling you close to himself as you read his word? Listen, lovingly obey, and you'll glisten with great joy for his glory. Take God's word to heart with me from Daniel 12:3. "And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us and for making your love known to us in Christ. We receive you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you into every area of our lives. We hold nothing back. We turn from sin and turn to you. Please rule our lives in the way that you have described and help us to serve in the way you want us to serve. Help us to do it out of love for you and others. And experience your joy, your peace, most of all, your presence. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving us. We pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all those listening, for your best, for each one. Your will, Lord, your kingdom come. Thank you so much for being you. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Reach out to someone that you've noticed is kind of just spending too much time alone. Reach out to that person. Ask the Lord to bring a person to mind and then reach out to that person the way that you can, be it a call, a text, email, message, whatever. Even, offer to have coffee together. But just do something, okay? God bless you, my friends.